Hello, everybody. Jesse here again. I trust you're doing well. I should ask, how are you doing? How are you guys? We're having a bit of a change on the old bus stop project, because I don't spend much time at bus stops anymore. Yeah, occasionally I do, but the purpose of this was to utilise the time that I am spending at bus stops, and there's less and less podcasts, less and less of me recording because I'm not spending much time at bus stops. So I thought that's not acceptable. Let's just call it quits on the bus stop project and continue giving content on a regular basis. So here we are. I'm just going to call this the Ambition Meaning Success podcast, and I'm just going to let it go, because there are going to be times when I'm not particularly at a bus stop and I need to get something out there because I'm feeling like it's something that someone could benefit from, and I'm not going to hold that information. I need to share it. I need to give it out, because it's not mine. It's not. I don't own it. So why not share it? So, something I thought would be a good thing to talk about on this new change as well, just not just an update, but actually give you some content as well, is just being. People don't tend to just be. Everyone's rushing around the place and trying to get places. I posted something earlier today about how people are always looking for meaning, as if life means something. As if there's a purpose, and if there's something like to achieve, and then when you achieve it, you're done, you complete, and then that kind of thing. There is no meaning and there's no point. And everyone seems to be rushing to try and find a point and find a meaning. And we don't just be, we don't just sit there and enjoy the journey. We don't just enjoy the process. And often I've actually been told a couple of times when people are like clients of mine or friends or whatever they are, they try and have a chat with me about this kind of thing, and they'll say, well, aren't you doing that right now? Aren't you trying to chase the point, chase the meaning or whatever it is, with all this content, with all these videos and that kind of thing? And I suppose to a point I am, but I'm also to a point I'm not, because I often take moments to myself. I have moments just for me, and I stop and look at the trees, and I might look at a leaf or a stone. I might just breathe in the wind, or feel the wind on my face, or just smell the air, or look at a cloud. And I'm essentially, what I'm doing with all of these podcasts and my coaching and my business is to be able to create a place where I can get to, where I can then slow down and take in more of these moments. Because if I was just to sit here and be all day, then I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. I wouldn't be able to live life beyond words, which is my vision. So I'm creating a life where I have the capability and the tools to be able to live life beyond words. And then I can take all the time that I need. I can be quiet, like just now. My heater just turned off. And the sound of the heater turning off and then it going quiet, and the silence. And realizing that silence was there the whole time. It was just behind the noise of the heater. And in fact, the noise of the heater is the silence. Because you can't have the silence without noise. Because otherwise silence wouldn't be a thing, it wouldn't exist. So the noise is the silence. I'm just having that present moment to sit here and look at the table that's in front of me. And somebody made this table. And they made the wood, and they didn't make the wood, they cut the wood. The tree made the wood. A tree grew. And as much as that's it's awful that we cut down a tree and a tree was just growing and doing its thing and just doing its growing life thing that it does and looking beautiful and providing oxygen to the world and all those lovely things. And then we went and cut it down. Someone cut down the tree. And then someone took that cut down tree and they crafted a table out of it. And now this table is in front of me with my phone on the table, which someone created the phone to. And I'm able to provide this audio to you thanks to this table. And things like that, just being present in the moment. And I hate using the words like being present, because it implies that there's like future and past and that you get stuck not being in the present. But all you actually have is the present. All we have is now. All we have is now. We have this now, and then the now that I just had has passed, and now I have this now. And I will never get to tomorrow. An hour will never be... I'll never get to an hour, because in an hour, there will be an hour. And when I get to tomorrow, there'll be a tomorrow. And right now, there's a past, and the past has happened. And there'll always be a past, but I can never access the past. I can never access the future. I can only access the now. So everything is the now. It's just a new now. It's a new moment. It's a new happening. Because once it happens, it's gone. And once it happens, it's done. And you can't access that past again. So there is no past. And you can't access the future, because there is no future. It's just now. It's the next happening. As if we have time. And it's those moments when you're able to just sit there and question that, listen to that, and think about the time, think about the silence, hearing the nothingness and hearing the beauty in the silence. And it's funny that I talk about that while I'm talking. I'm talking about silence, and that defeats the purpose of the silence. But my talking emphasizes the silence. My talking is the silence. I am the silence. You are the silence. Instead of rushing to try and get that house or get the car or get the thing or be happy or rush through an emotion like sadness or discomfort, why don't you embrace the discomfort, embrace the sadness, embrace the happiness, and sit with it and let that now, that current now, that moment, that happening of now, just be a happening. Be a happening that is. And don't define it. Don't put it in a box. Just know that it exists, and take some time, because if we were all rushing to get to the end, there would be no point in doing anything, because everything would be over, everything would be finished, nothing would ever be worth achieving. And I know that Alan Watts talks about this, and he says that if we were, life is a dance, and the point is not to rush to the end of where the end point of the dance. I'm paraphrasing here. he says that if the point was to rush to the finish point of the dance, where you end up, then orchestras would only, people who write symphonies would only write the loud clashing end notes, and we would all watch the credits of movies or the last frame, and we would all be rushing to get to the end. And that's what everyone's doing. We're all so busy. When there's so many happenings happening all the time. And just to take them in, just to stop for a moment and do that. People don't do that. We're always rushing. We're so busy. Take in the happening around you. And I trust you've been taking in the happening around you while I'm saying this. And notice the happenings. Like what I can see here, I have this table in front of me. I have a window which shows me clouds, and I've been watching the clouds move as I've been talking about the happenings. I'm watching the wind blow the grass and blow the plants, and I see the happenings that one plant is a brown plant, one plant is a green plant, and they're just doing their happening thing. They're blowing in the wind is doing its happening thing. And it's just so beautiful to look at. And it's always there. It's always around. It's just like the silence is always there. We're all part of the silence. And I think that's amazing. And that's what I really wanted to talk about. Sometimes we rush a bit. We're just a bit too busy. I think that's a good place to end this. While I'm sitting in this space of silence of gratitude. And it's these things that help us become a whole person. It's these things that we do that make us appreciate the things around us, that bring compassion into our lives, that bring gratitude into our lives, that fight away fear and anxiety and stress and all of the classed as a negative emotions that people don't want to feel. When in fact feeling those as well is just as whole. It's just as unique to you. It's your experience of those things. And no one else can experience your version of those things. And that's special to you. Even if it is depression, even if it is anxiety, if it's disgust, if it's discomfort, that's your version, unique to you. That's your special version of that. And then when you're and be grateful about those things. And when you're grateful, you're able to cycle that emotion. You just cycle it on. Because it's just another emotion. It's just a happening. And that's all that everything is. And that's all the meaning that you should have in the life. All that you can have. I shouldn't say should. That's the meaning that you can have. Your meaning, the point to life, the reason you have a life, the end game should be to take in all of the happenings, to be one with the happenings, to be unique with the happening. And I know this is very wish-washy, but it's so deep because it's so centering, it's so unlabeling and deep. Because it's you, it's your unique self, and it's your ultimate self. It's you being whole, it's you being more of a person. In fact, it's not even you being more of a person, this is you being more of you. As a person is so coldly labeling. This is you lighting up inside, lighting your own light in the darkness. Being your own light in the darkness, being you, being whole, being everything. Because it's just as beautiful as you are. I think that's a good note to leave this on. I trust that you've made it to the end of this and this has served you. And I'll see you in the next episode.